Chapter 3. On the Robber's Trail. The news of the bet spread from the Reform Club into newspapers throughout England. Most of the major newspapers thought that Mr. Fogg's project was pure insanity. People in general thought he was crazy. The members of the Reform Club, as well as people in general, made heavy wagers for or against Phileas Fogg. However, after a long article appeared in one of the popular newspapers, which looked at the question of traveling the world in 80 days from every point of view, and demonstrated the craziness of the idea, Mr. Fogg's supporters declined. To make matters worse for Phileas Fogg, a week after his departure, an incident occurred which deprived him of supporters at any price. The Commissioner of Police in London was sitting in his office one evening when the following telegram was put into his hands. Suez to London, Commissioner of Police. I found the bank robber, Phileas Fogg. Send without delay warrant of arrest to Bombay, India. Detective Fix. The effect of this telegram was seen very quickly. Mr. Fogg's photograph, which was hung with the other members of the Reform Club, was examined, and it revealed, feature by feature, the description of the robber which had been provided by the police. It seemed clear to everyone that, in taking part in a tour around the world, he had tried to throw the detectives off his track. The reason why this telegram was sent to the Commissioner of Police was as follows. The steamship Mongolia was due at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, October 9th, at Suez. The Mongolia traveled along the same route regularly between Italy and India via the Suez Canal and was one of the fastest steamships. Two men were walking up and down the wharves along the crowd of people. One man was the British consul at Suez. The other man was nervously pacing up and down, unable to stand still for a moment. This was Detective Fix, who had been dispatched from England in search of the bank robber. It was his task to carefully watch every passenger who arrived at Suez and to follow those who seemed to be suspicious characters or who slightly resembled the description of the criminal. The detective wanted to win the reward offered for catching the criminal and awaited with impatience the arrival of the Mongolia.
"So you say, Consul," said Detective Fix, "that this steamship is never late?"
"No, Mr. Fix," replied the consul, "but really I don't see how, from the description you have, you will be able to recognize your man, even if he is on board the Mongolia."
"I've arrested more than one of these gentlemen in my time, and if my thief is on board the ship, he'll not slip through my fingers," said Fix.
"I hope so, Mr. Fix, for it was a big robbery."
"An impressive robbery of £55,000.
"Mr. Fix," said the consul, "I hope you'll succeed in catching the robber, but I fear it won't be easy. The description which you have of the thief resembles an honest man."
"Consul," replied the detective, "great robbers always resemble honest people."
It was now 10:30.
"Does the ship go from Suez directly to Bombay?" Fix asked his companion.
"It doesn't stop anywhere else," replied the consul.
"Good," said Fix. "If the robber is on board, he will no doubt get off at Suez. He would know that he would not be safe in India, which is English ground."
After the consul went away to his office, Fix waited alone for the Mongolia. His thoughts about the robber were eventually interrupted by sharp whistles, which announced the arrival of the steamship. A dozen boats pushed off from the shore to go and meet the ship to bring the passengers to the quay. Fix took up a position and carefully examined each face that made its appearance on the quay. One of the passengers approached Fix and politely asked if he could point out the English consulate, at the same time showing a passport that he wanted to get a visa for. Fix took the passport and read the description of its owner. A feeling of surprise passed over him, for the description of the passport was just like that of the bank robber.
"Is this your passport?" Fix asked the passenger.
"No, it's my master's. He stayed on board the ship."
"Well, he must go to the consulate in person to establish his identity," said Fix.
"Oh, Is that necessary? Asked the passenger.
Quite necessary.
I'll go and get my master. The passenger returned to the ship. The detective quickly made his way to the consul's office.
Consul, said Fix, I strongly believe that the man I am hoping to catch is a passenger on the Mongolia. He is coming to your office at this very moment.
The consul didn't have time to answer. As he opened his mouth, there was a knock at the door and two strangers entered, one of whom was the servant that Fix had met on the quay. The other, who was his master, held out his passport with the request that the consul provide a visa for it. The consul took the document and carefully read it.
You are Mr. Phileas Fogg? Asked the consul.
I am, replied Mr. Fogg.
You are from London and you are going to Bombay?
Asked the consul.
Yes. Very good, sir. You know that a visa is useless and that no passport is required since India is English territory?
I know it, sir, replied Phileas Fogg.
But I wish to prove, by your visa, that I came by Suez.
Very well.
The consul then signed, dated, and added his seal to Mr. Fogg's passport. Mr. Fogg paid the fee and left, followed by Passepartout.
Well? Asked the detective.
Well, he looks and acts like a perfectly honest man, replied the consul.
Possibly, but he resembles the description of the robber. The servant seems less mysterious than the master, so I'll ask him some questions.
Saying this, Fix went off in search of Passepartout. Meanwhile, Mr. Fogg, after leaving the consulate, went back to his cabin on the Mongolia. He took out his journal and recorded his arrival at Suez. It was October 9th, and he observed that he had not yet gained or lost any time. Detective Fix soon found Passepartout, who was walking around on the quay.
Well, my friend, said the detective, catching up with him, is your passport sorted?
Thanks, yes, the passport is all right, replied Passepartout. So this is Suez, in Egypt?
Yes, in Egypt. Are you in a great hurry? Asked Fix.
I am not, but my master is.
You left London quickly, then? Asked Fix. Where is your master going?
He's going around the world, and in only 80 days.
Ah, is Mr. Fogg a strange character? Asked Fix.
I should say so, replied Passepartout.
Is he rich?
I guess so. He is carrying an enormous sum with him. He has also offered a large reward to the engineer of the Mongolia if he gets us to Bombay ahead of time.
Passepartout's replies to an already suspicious detective had a great effect. The quick departure from London soon after the robbery, the large sum of money carried by Mr. Fogg, and his eagerness to reach remote countries all confirmed Fix's suspicions. He was now fully convinced that Mr. Fogg was the bank robber. Fix returned to the consulate.
Consul, said Mr. Fix, I have no longer any doubt. I have spotted my thief. He passes himself off as an odd man who is going around the world in 80 days.
Well, what are you going to do now? Asked the consul.
Send a telegram to London for a warrant of arrest to be sent instantly to Bombay, take passage on board the Mongolia, follow the thief to India, and there, on British ground, arrest him.
The detective then went to the telegraph office, where he sent the telegram to the commissioner of police in London. Soon after, Fix boarded the steamship, and moments later, it rowed out of the harbor toward India.